All right, fair enough. Onyx Bus is happening now. It is off and rolling. And here's a note I've got about recycling challenges, which I didn't think we'd chat about in terms of that.
Yeah, and you know what? Challenges are in that fact, and I know some people are going to be listening and said, I can't believe the mayor said that. We frequently get caught up in what we call wishful recycling. You know, you put it in there and they're going to take it away and it's going to be recycled. But there are things that still can't be recycled. And no matter how hard you try,
I think the pizza boxes have come up a lot.
Exactly. And so there's conversations that come to me. I brought an email from somebody this morning and I'll give her a call back later today. I remind people that if you go to inside City Hall, you click on Live Here, you click on Garbage Collection, you click on Recycling, it'll identify all the parameters with regards to recycling.
Yeah, it's all there for you.
It is there. Mike Bites is working on a communication to address some of these concerns, but you know, the Tetra Paks, the cartons, they're not in. You can't do those. The aluminum foil, aerosol containers, paint cans, coffee cups, disposable ones have never been, been able to utilize. I had the chance to click on Recycle Coach app that's on that website. So it's there. The other question is around the blue bags. We have stopped collecting through the blue bags. Our individuals that are picking up the recycling, through courtesy, they've had extended it. But the reason why they're stopping is because they don't know what's buried in those bags. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so people mm-hmm. want to reduce the amount that goes to the curb. Well, you know what? Maybe I can slide it in the bag. So they've been nice enough to continue to pick up those blue bags, but it needs to go in a blue recycling container that you can buy at City Hall, you can buy at the landfill, you can buy at the annex. So just reminder to people that we're trying to increase the lifespan of landfill, and we're doing a great job with the green bin. We're doing a great job with recycling. But if you contaminate the recycling, then it becomes a hit on our tax levy.
And again, that's all available on the recycling spot on the City of Stratford website. But I think my favorite thing on the things that you can't recycle is a bowling ball that they have listed. And it's not even a 5-pin bowling ball. It's a 10-pin bowling ball. So you know somewhere somebody tried to recycle that. That's my favorite item on the list.
And I know there are others, and I'm sure there'll be stories they end up in the, you know, in the system to be recycled as they're going down the tray and things are being moved off and blown off.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure a bowling ball wouldn't be blown off. So, no, well said.
There you go. So you can check that out. And we've been checking out some great events locally, certainly from last Saturday, Martin.
Yeah, and, you know, I always like to end with the positive things that make Stratford such a wonderful place to live, work, and play. And we can get filled with negative, but last Saturday was an amazing community event in a community hall, all in support of Alzheimer's, where either personally, individually, you'll be impacted or you'll have a loved one being impacted. And we know that January is Awareness Month for Alzheimer's. What a response, a family-friendly event. I think about family-friendly. I think about the 50-50 draw. Last year, a young lady, I remember calling her and saying, Carrie, you won. And it was around $1,925 this year. The person that won was in the hall, but it was her dad.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
you talk
about a family affair.
Oh, wow.
So, and, you know, and all goes to a great cause. And so a big shout out to Kathy Ritzma, the Kathy Ritzma from Alzheimer's, not my bride, who, and all the volunteers. What an amazing event. All the supporters, the donors from in town of the auction items, the individuals that support it. Just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah, you bet. And Lights on Stratford, another huge success with that.
Yeah, Catherine and I took advantage of that as well, as Zach Gribble and his staff and all the volunteers at Destination Stratford. Oh, you know, that disco, it was a little embarrassing. Catherine says, no, do not go. I did. I put the earphones on and I went on onto that silent disco dance floor. I fought between the green and the blue, but sorry, Nate, I settled on the blue. So, you know, what a great tourism and residence. So many young families said to me over the course of the weeks it was in town saying, wow, our kids love getting out. And, you know, not only to the lights, but getting on a bus maybe for the first time. So a shout out to Stratford Transit again.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of more great winter events, we have Stratford Winterfest that is coming up for the weekend of the 26th, 27th.
You know what? You couldn't hide yourself even though you were in that swan outfit at Soups On. Yes, you know what? It goes back to 1998. And the person, and I always get a pleasant chill, goes back to Beatrice Jordan and that work. So, yeah, you start with the Yuck Yucks on January the 27th at the Arden.
The 26th, that's the Friday night, a sold-out event. Yeah,
and sold awesome. Out, and then up to the Queen's Park for all those fun-filled activities.
Yeah.
I think about the Hammerlock Wrestling that's coming up.
Sure.
Fighting Irish.
That's
Thank
this weekend.
That.
Yeah, this that's weekend, this coming up weekend.
At the Rotary Complex, 9 matches, a 15-man Royal Rumble. There's 5 bouts of women wrestling. It's, you know, it should be fun and entertaining. And then, of course, it's a little further down, but don't be afraid to start getting your Coldest Night of the Year team together.
You bet.
If you can't walk or don't want to put a team in, you know, support somebody. You might want to support the mayor. He's walking, and certainly sure. You can support him. So, you know, so many amazing, and that's one of many, you know, many, many, many activities going on in Stratford.
Absolutely. So again, yeah, we'll see you out for Stratford Winterfest. Come play at the park, Upper Queen's Park, for Saturday, January 27th. And it is, believe it or not, potentially going to warm up a little bit into next week. So I think the temperature-wise should be pretty good for that weekend.
And not too warm, because we definitely want snow and cold for the activities.
Exactly. So again, a wrap-up, a shout-out for Kevin Brown.
You know, I read an article, Corey Smith, a great article in the Beacon. Certainly, it's worth sharing and celebrating. A welder at Cleaver Brooks, Kevin Brown, celebrating his 50th year at Cleaver's Brooks. Started in 1974. I think I was in grade 10. Age of 17, with a salary of $3.14 an hour. He is the longest serving Cleaver employee of all the 1,400 employees across Canada and the U.S., longest serving. A good friend of mine who recently passed, welded at Cleaver Brooks, Gord's there. Those are talented men and women that work in those factories. And I want to shout out to Kevin and just an amazing career. You know, it talks about skills trades and the value of skilled trades in our community, and you know, those big boilers that they produce go across our country and international as well. So a huge shout out.
You bet. And it's been a cold week with lots of snow. Hats off to the city crews for all that they're doing. And, you know, it's been quite a week, quite a number of days.
Yeah, they went from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour with regards to snow removal, whether it was streets, sidewalks, parking lots. Great leadership, Adam Ryan, Jeremy Witzel, Sean Beach, you know, and all the operators, the men and women that get out at, you know, at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, crazy hours like you carry here, Mr. Cottle. But, you know, so many compliments. You go to community events like Soups On. So many people got there because of the work of all those individuals, all those operators. So I want to end with that big thank you to our Stratford staff, and in this case, the city winter maintenance crew.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma. Martin, thanks once again.
Always a pleasure, and you know, I look forward to this and updating people on the good, the bad, and sometimes a little ugly in the city of Stratford.